Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 27th day of February, 2023. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County. In Durango, Colorado, we're broadcasting at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always go to our website to tune us in. KSJE.com. We also want to welcome our viewers because, as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station, so the video of this program is streaming out live today to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and even our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're all with us this morning. Good morning, everybody. Coming up in the next few moments, my guest today on a Monday instead of our usual Wednesday get-together, Jenny Lee Ryan is here from the Farmington Public Library. We'll be talking about some of the upcoming programs and events happening in the month of March at the Farmington Public Library. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that very entertaining program coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here. He is the host, of course, of Roving with the Arts, KSJE's long-running local classical music and arts program. Mick today is featuring some music and poetry from Emily Pope and some music from Mahler and Debussy. That's coming up today on Roving with the Arts at 9:06 on KSJE. Don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and two accounts on Twitter, you can also connect with KSJE on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, I bet you can find KSJE podcasts on places where you're already listening to podcasts, places like Pandora and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and iTunes. Just do a search for KSJE and subscribe and maybe discover a local program that you may have missed recently. We always let you know that visual radio can take you places. Let's take you to Brownville, Maine this morning. Current temperature 16 degrees, and we're just in time for breakfast at a deer sanctuary where there's a live camera at Brownville, Maine. 16 degrees, sunshine at the moment. They're expecting a mostly sunny day today with a high of 24 and a low of 9 degrees as those white-tailed deer enjoy some breakfast at their refuge at Brownville, Maine. Weather forecast here in Farmington outside our studios. We have a sunny morning on this Monday. It is currently 23 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We're expecting a sunny day today on this Monday with a high of 45. Windy tonight, though, getting down to 27. Another windy day on Tuesday with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow and a high of 42. And then the next chance for snow rolls into the area Tuesday night. We have a 50% chance of overnight rain and snow showers with a low of 31 on Tuesday, 70% chance of rain or snow showers on Wednesday with a high of 44, and an 80% chance of continued snow showers Wednesday night with a low of 31 degrees before we get some partly sunny skies in the forecast for Thursday with a high of 42, sunshine and 40 on Friday, mid-40s with sunshine by Saturday. Joining me now to talk a little bit about some of the events and programs that are headed our way at the Farmington Public Library, Jenny Lee Ryan is back with us here in the studio. Good morning. It's a Monday, though.
Good morning.
I'm not usually used to seeing you on a Monday.
I'm not used to being awake on a Monday.
Right. I know. That's amazing. So
there it's wild. Go. Yeah.
Crazy.
Wackiness ensues.
Indeed. Welcome back to KSJE. It's good to have you
here. Thank you. I can tell it's a Monday because you didn't come up with a clever middle name for me.
I did not this time. Yeah. I didn't.
They didn't want to.
I can't.
Monday.
Yeah. It's just too early. It's too early. Yeah. Sorry.
It's just not happening.
It's not happening. I know. But anyway, good to have you back. There's a lot going on at the library here as we get into the month of March.
Always a lot going on.
Right.
At the library. March is, of course, Read Across America.
Yes.
So Dr. Seuss's birthday, March 2nd, we're going to do some story times that are focused on that. And we've got our Read Across America Readathon.
Oh.
So McCoy Elementary has challenged their students to read 75,000 minutes and log them in Beanstack.
Okay.
Yes. So anyone can register for the Read Across America Readathon. It's a minutes challenge, so just get used to logging your reading as you're reading, the minutes that you're reading. And
that's what Beanstack helps you do.
That's what Beanstack helps you do. And if you do it all year round, then summer reading is going to be a snap.
Look at that.
It'll be very easy.
You'd probably be very surprised as how many minutes you have read during the year.
It's amazing. And I love statistics.
I know.
So when I do it, I'm able to calculate like how many pages I read per hour and how many. I think I'm at like 56 pages an hour. Something ridiculous like that. And I read a lot of graphic novels.
That'll do it.
Which totally count.
Right.
And then you can get the statistics. You can challenge your friends. Over the summer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up in the library's rotunda, and I'll help you get all like the, you know, now that we've had a year with Beanstack and gotten kind of used to it.
Right.
Now I'll show you the advanced level kind of stuff, some of the cool tips and tricks, or if you just need help registering or, you know, getting into it, that you can do that too. You can win all year round. Read Across America, you know, we're doing a prize for McCoy Elementary, working with McCoy on that.
Right.
But we just did our first bingo challenge. And I was expecting maybe about 50 to 75 people to complete that bingo challenge.
Yeah. What happened?
Guess
more than what you were expecting.
Yes.
Double?
More than double.
More than double. So more than 150.
188 people.
How about that? Okay.
Got gift cards from the library.
How about that?
Just for reading books from the library and our sponsors. We had some great local businesses sponsor and give us $5 gift cards and $25 gift cards. And
there you go.
It was very successful, and it's a great way to show the importance of reading year round.
Right.
You know, summer is always important because of that summer slide.
Yep.
What that is when the kids leave school in the spring, and then if they don't read over the summer, then when they start back in the fall, they've lost, you know, 2 months of those skills that they got the previous year. So reading over the summer is a way to, you know, maintain those skills and, you know, get start in the fall and be ready and raring to go.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So great. Well, very good. So apparently this Beanstack thing is catching on.
It's a thing. Yeah.
I think so. Right. You made it into a thing after
it's
a year.
A thing,
so that's good. That's great. So the point is just to say, if folks are still not sure of what we're talking about, Beanstack is the app that the library is using that will allow library patrons to log their books and measure their books and keep track of their books and the time, the minutes they're reading in their books and be eligible for all these different prizes and opportunities.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, just reading 20 minutes a day will, you know, develop that habit, you know, and that's the important thing, is developing the reading habit. Now, you've got kids that are like the reluctant readers. For them, it's about finding the right book to get them started, the book that just gets them hooked.
Right.
Maybe it's a graphic novel.
Maybe it's something else.
Whatever.
We can
help you find that book. Beanstack will give you some reading recommendations. It'll tell you about some of the events coming up at the library. And you can register for it online. If you go to infoway.org, you're going to see the little blue heart, and you just click on that, and you can register. You can have your whole family under one account.
Right.
So mom only needs one username and password to log for all the kids and the husband and whoever. You can put as many people in your account as you
want. The dog.
I have the dog and the cat.
Okay.
Only because I don't have a teenager or an elementary school student. So
sure.
The dog is 4.
Okay.
The cat is 13.
Okay.
So that way I can see what the experience is like for the kids.
For parents and managing their kids' accounts.
Yes.
Right. I understand.
Yes.
So makes sense.
The dog is an avid reader, apparently.
Is she? Okay.
Well, I use those as an example, and when I do my summer reading sessions over the summer, you'll see my dog and my cat, and it'll look like they're reading a lot. So don't worry, they're not eligible for the prizes.
Oh, good. Okay, good to know.
They can't win.
That's right. That's good to know. But there you go. So this this challenge, though, that you said that McCoy is already doing, could other schools sign up too?
Absolutely, yes. So when you register for Beanstack, it's going to ask you for your grade in your school. If you're an adult, you don't have to put a grade. You can put your child's school and represent your child's school. And we'll be able to get a report to see which school read the most. And that's something we're probably going to use over the summer. We'll probably do some more head-to-head, you know, school challenges. So yes, represent your school, represent your child's school, and it'll like ask you as you're filling it out, and you
Right.
can update it,
Okay.
if you've already done it and you haven't put in a school, you can update it.
Nice.
So yeah.
Okay. And this
Yeah.
challenge is all month long in the month of
All month
March?
long, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
'Cause March
so
starts in a couple of days.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be here before we know it.
So we'll have the Read Across America Readathon. We'll have Women's History Month. That's another challenge.
Okay.
And then we have our standards. So for the 0 to 5 year olds, we do 1,000 books before kindergarten, which people have completed already.
How about
So
that?
it's, yeah. So log your books.
Okay.
For the grade school, we have 500 books before middle school. And for the teenagers, we have 100 books before graduation. And that's like any 100 books. That's
Yeah.
any 1,000 books. That's
There you
any,
go.
so just to get that reading habit going.
Sure.
Because it's such a good, healthy habit to have.
True. And keep it
Yeah.
interesting too with these different challenges and things that you do throughout the year.
Absolutely. So one of the funnest things is you can earn limited edition badges. So
Oh.
if you don't earn a specific badge, like during Read Across America, you may never have the chance to earn that badge
It's
again.
gone. It'll be
It's
gone.
gone.
Oh.
It's gone.
Limited edition.
Well, especially like summer reading. So we design that ourselves. So I create very limited edition badges that
Very.
you can only get with summer reading.
Okay.
So
There you
if
go.
you snooze, you lose.
That's true.
Yeah.
Story of my life. Okay. There you go. What about story time?
Oh, we've got story time today. We do it every Monday from 11 to 2. I'm
Right?
sorry, not from 11 to 2.
11 and 2.
11 and 2.
I was going to
That
say,
would be
that's
a
a
really
long
long story
story.
time.
Yeah.
Oh
War
my
and peace,
goodness.
kids. Gather
Yeah.
around.
There is actually a War and Peace board book.
Oh.
There's like Jane Austen board books. It's
Okay.
hilarious. But you know what? Get
Hey.
the you know that they know the story, so when they get older, they're like, "Oh, I know this story.
Right.
Let me read the real book."
Okay.
So we do it Mondays 11 and 2,
Okay.
and then Tuesdays at 11.
Okay.
So like Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day we did like a tippy toe parade afterwards.
Oh.
We'll have like a bunch of different events. We've got stuff planned for Read Across America,
Right.
different things like that. It's a different story each week. Everybody who shows up to story time can log that book.
Score.
So if you're a mom and you bring your kids, you have the 5 year old, but then you also have brother and sister,
Yeah.
they all get credit for
Look
that
at
book.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you're logging all the books in story in your Beanstack app when you go to story time. But there's
That's 3 hours.
singing
Oh, no, it's not.
and
Okay.
there's no Stop it. Stop it.
But
It's
still,
yeah,
good.
it's about 30 minutes.
Okay. And these stories are geared towards younger kids,
Yes,
right?
yeah, there's games and there's songs and there's, to keep everybody
Apparently,
interested.
parade sometimes.
Sometimes a parade.
Yeah.
So,
You never know.
oh, they're adorable.
I bet.
They're adorable
I
when they
bet.
come through, especially Halloween when they're dressed up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was like Elsa's on parade.
I bet.
It was awesome.
True.
I loved it.
I bet you would. Of
I
course.
do,
Of course.
yes.
There you go. So that's story times every Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go, everybody. That's coming up too at the Farmington Public Library. Some of the other events to be aware of as we talk with Jenny Lee Ryan about some of the other things that are going on. You're doing events with some storytellers, and you have one coming up that we want to talk about as well, right?
Yes, our storyteller series. We've had Peter McDonald, Code Talker, we had him in
Yes.
January. Eldrina Duma last month. Well, this month because it's Monday.
February. Yep.
But yeah. But in February, we had Eldrina Duma. And then this month, we're going to have Sunny Dooley. She is a traditional storyteller. We've had her at the Storytelling Festival a few times. She is just so sweet and so delightful and a lot of fun to listen to. So we want you to come out and hear her tell her traditional stories. Because storytelling is a part of literacy.
That's true.
And then we just booked for
Well, wait, before we move on, let's just, for the radio audience, that's Tuesday, March 7th, 6 p.m.
Good call.
Just for folks who aren't seeing it, I know.
It's Monday.
I understand. But anyway, but just mark your calendar, or you can certainly go to the infoway.org library website and see their events calendar. This will be prominently displayed.
Yes, and
on
you
the
can,
library calendar.
And you can actually save it to your digital calendar.
You can export from it from there.
Yes, you can.
It's just that easy.
Yeah, just
perfect.
Pop it in your calendar so you don't forget.
There you go.
But I'm so excited because next month we just booked for April the Guardian Initiative.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're going to come in and tell the story about rowing across.
Rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean.
I just can't even process
for
that.
For 51 days. Right?
You're talking to the girl from Scottsdale who does not camp, so this is like my worst nightmare.
Right?
But I want to.
You would
hear,
not be signing up for this, is
oh,
what you're telling
no,
us.
No.
You'd be as and far it, away as
and
possible.
It was funny. Well, my husband is friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, talk to the wives whenever they'd be out, and they were like, yeah, we're a little worried about that. Like, as you should be. Mm-hmm. I would be talking to the wives saying, how are you doing with this? And they're like, oh, thank you for asking.
So they're coming to the library.
They're going to come to the library,
okay.
Tell their story.
Nice. April.
In April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know the exact date yet, but
well, you'll come back in April and tell us.
Huh?
You'll come back in April and tell us, hopefully. Or somebody
not if
will.
It's on Monday again.
Well, take a nap. It's all right.
Right now?
No. Please don't. It's okay. All right. There you go. Spring break
of course.
Coming up, of course, and so you're not closed.
No. We'll be open for spring break, March 13th through the 17th, and you can bring the kids, and we'll have some special story times and crafts starting at 11 o'clock each day, 11 a.m.
Okay.
each day. And it'll be a different story, and then the craft will be kind of themed to that story, and there's a lot of different
Different ages, things. Geared toward different ages, or mostly the younger kids, too? What would you say?
The younger kids and the kid, you know, kind of...
Elementary?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So... I mean, teens are always welcome to come in and hang out in the teen zone.
Right.
So
always something to do in there.
There really is, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. So.
But nice, you'll have special activities more than you usually offer.
Right.
During spring break, the 13th
yeah. so
through the 17th.
Yeah. So instead of just Mondays and Tuesdays, we'll do it all week long.
Story time at 11.
We know you got to get the kids out of the house a little bit and just wear them out.
Break it up a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah. So and it's a good time to, you know, if you don't know about Beanstack, good time to get signed up for it, so you'll be ready for
right.
and get started. You'll be ready for summer reading.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very cool. Excellent. Well, that's coming up as well. So it's another great thing to take advantage of and check it out. And then I wanted to ask you a bit about the storytelling series that you're doing
yes.
with different tellers who maybe folks would recognize their names from the storytelling festival.
Correct.
And so is this something you're going to continue maybe this spring, or what are the plans? Is there longer plans?
Yes, we are looking at continuing the storyteller series. In lieu of the storytelling festival.
Right.
So maybe having a different one each month.
Yeah. That would be cool.
So, and then we've got, speaking of plans, we've got summer reading.
Yes.
The theme is read all about it.
Oh.
Do you like that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And basically it's read a book. Pick a topic that you know and reread a book on it. Pick a topic that you have always wanted to learn about. Read all about it. If there's a character, you know, if you've been like, oh, I want to read the Lemony Snicket series, read the whole series.
Right.
Just read all about it. So it's basically the potpourri category in Jeopardy. And you just read what you want to read.
Okay.
If you need help finding that book, we will help you find that book.
Nice.
So so if you read and log 5 books, you get one chance to win the grand prize for your age group.
Okay.
Every book you read and log over that is another chance in the grand prize drawing.
Gotcha.
So if you read 100 books between June 1st and July 31st, you get 95 chances. You get your name into the drawing 95 times.
That's crazy.
People have done it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good for
yeah.
them. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the grand prize? Do we know yet?
We do. So for the kids, we got a Ford F-150 truck, Power Wheels.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, size.
Wait, an actual yeah. truck for the kids? Okay.
Yes. No license no. needed.
Okay.
For the teens.
So a little powered
yeah,
electric
yeah,
truck
yeah, yeah.
that they could drive around. Okay,
yeah.
got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice, fun.
For yeah. the teens, we are going to do a PlayStation 5. So if you're 13 to 18, you can win a PS5.
Okay.
And then for the adults, we're doing basically a customizable bike. So, and we'll have some details on that coming soon. But it's not just the grand prize either. Okay, so each badge you earn,
right,
you get raffle tickets.
Okay.
Okay, and you can put those in. We've got, so if you have like 100 raffle tickets, you can put them all in for the Nintendo Switch Lite, or all in for the Cricket Joy, or you can like divvy it up.
Prizes.
Yeah, you can divvy it up. There,
gotcha.
And it's all right there in the app. So they're like digital raffle tickets for the prizes. We've just got a huge selection of prizes, and then there is even more.
But wait, there's more.
So every week we're going to do prize drawings too. Mm-hmm. So as you participate during the weeks, we've got Squishmallows, and it's all. So over December, don't you know what Squishmallows are?
I don't. I'm afraid I've missed out on Squishmallows.
All the cool kids have Squishmallows.
Apparently.
Yes.
Well, that explains it.
That explains it. So over December, I put up a marker board that said, "Dear Santa, this year I want," kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And people wrote what they wanted.
Yeah.
And that was my nefarious plan to find out what prizes we should be offering for summer.
So apparently Squishmallows came to the top.
Are the thing. Gabby's Dollhouse, big deal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Bluey. So we have some Bluey stuff. All kinds of fun stuff.
Driven by the public, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know the adults, there's going to be maybe a Fitbit in the raffle drawing. I'm not sure if we got that yet.
Okay.
It's so much I can't remember it all. I mean, it's a lot.
That makes sense.
And all you have to do is log your books.
Right. So, on the Beanstack app.
On the Beanstack app.
Got it.
And we'll get you into summer reading. Of course, after you log your 5 books, you'll get your limited edition summer reading t-shirt automatically.
Right.
And we'll do an end of summer foam party. Again, that'll be August 7th.
Nice.
And that'll be when you can pick up your shirts and your prizes and everything. And of course, I'll have like millions of reminders.
Of course. At least a million. At least.
Yes.
At least.
So we're kind of in the preliminary stages right now. But I really want to get people. This is going to be like huge.
Sounds
huge.
Like it. Well, with a theme like Read All About It.
Read All About It.
You'll be celebrating newspapers?
Sure.
Bring out the printing press and just crank it up?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of ideas. I don't know. What you got?
We're going to bring back our concerts.
Maybe instead of
concerts.
A foam party, have an ink party.
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
We're going to bring back our Cottonwood concerts.
Nice.
We've got movie nights, and I know that we are going to be showing Finding Nemo in Navajo.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that fascinating?
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I think
right.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
So we're going to do outdoor movie nights. We're going to do the kickoff party. I think it's June 4th, whatever that first Saturday is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come out and, register for Beanstack, register for summer reading, and then, get started on it, have some fun with us outside.
Friday is June 2nd.
Saturday. So
Saturday
June
is the 3rd. 3rd.
Okay, so June 3rd.
Sorry. That's
I told you we're in the preliminary stages.
Right.
I don't have everything
you're close. It's okay. But yeah, there you go. In case people are paying attention.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Just want to be accurate.
No one pays attention to you, Scott.
Oh,
come
that's
on.
True. That's true.
Sorry.
It's all right. That's okay. But we want to be accurate, though.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We do.
You're the library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we only deal in like accurate information.
True. That's true. Very good. But the Beanstack app is the way to go. To get started.
It's the way to go.
With
anything,
really.
Yes. And if you're in the Beanstack app, just remember you have to go in and accept the various challenges. You're not automatically registered in it.
Right.
You're welcome to not participate in a challenge. You can still log your reading even if you're not in a challenge. The challenges are just fun ways to earn badges.
Right.
So
as little or as much as you want, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. It's whatever you want it to be.
See?
So.
There you go.
Yeah, but getting that 20 minutes a day reading habit, it's a game changer, for you and your kids. So
very true.
Or your dog and cat, whatever
whomever.
The case may be.
Whomever, that's right. Exactly. Just stick a book by them. See what happens.
Well, there are programs where like kids that are nervous about reading, they read to dogs because they'll just pay attention to you.
Right.
So read to your
whatever
dog.
Whatever works.
They like the quality time.
That's true. Whatever works.
Yes.
That could be fine. That'll do it. That's great. Well, cool. You mentioned the Cottonwood concerts coming back this
summer.
The outdoor concerts.
Yeah.
At the library. So that's exciting. Anything else that you're working on?
Oh my gosh, so much that we're working on.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we've got stuff for March and April. May is kind of our bye month. So we
Because you're
kind of
ramping
take,
up for June.
yes.
Yes.
So May you'll be able, that'll be when you're signing up for summer reading. You can pre-register for it. It doesn't start until June 1st, so the books you log before June 1st don't count towards summer reading.
Right.
But you can save them all up and then just say you read them on June 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't check. It's okay.
Oh.
It's all right.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a special kind of I'm calling it the secret shopper thing, but basically after our employees go through training on summer reading, because there's a lot, as you heard, there's a lot going on. So
Right.
I'll, train all the library staff, and then I'm going to give them 10 wooden tokens each. So if a library staff member is out in public, let's say they're at, Target, and they see someone wearing their previous year's summer reading shirt, they'll give you a token.
Oh.
And
All
then you
right.
can
All
take
right.
that token into the library and trade it in for a prize.
How about that?
So, yeah, so if you don't have a previous year's summer reading shirt, if your summer reading shirt caught fire while you were cooking or something, if it's been trashed, or if you
You're
want,
projecting again, but okay.
I know, or if you want five shirts so you can wear them every day to hedge your bets,
Right.
that'll start in May, but you can come in and pick up a summer reading shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
A previous
a
edition.
previous year's
I
summer
gotcha.
reading
I was gonna
shirt,
say,
yeah.
because this could prompt a whole underground, summer reading commerce economy here if you're
Yeah.
not careful.
Yeah.
So,
So,
okay.
no, they yeah, come into the library if you need a shirt, if you need a replacement shirt, or you've never, if you forgot to pick up your shirt one year or whatever, just come in and ask for a shirt and we will accommodate you while supplies last.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Are you still doing the craft events?
We are still doing craft night, one
Okay.
per month.
Okay.
I didn't send you the slide for the one this month, but it
That's
is.
all right. I'm putting you on the spot.
I know. You know what you can do?
Go on the website.
Go to the
There you go.
website, and
Okay.
it'll be
And they're
listed.
usually on, are they on Tuesdays?
We're doing all of our programs on Thursday nights.
Okay.
So every
That's
Thursday night we'll
close.
have an adult program. Yeah, it started with a T. You're
Yeah.
fine.
Right.
Ended with a day.
Yeah.
Had an S. You're
Right.
fine.
So
Yes,
Thursdays.
Thursday nights. We have our night at the library for families, so you can come and do activities and a bunch of different things. And then we'll have a different adult program. So sometimes it's real readers, sometimes it's craft night, sometimes it's trivia night. They're usually kind of tied in together.
Right.
So real readers this month or this semester, the theme is modern retellings.
Okay, that's
So
right.
we just did Clueless.
Right.
Did you know it was based on Emma by Jane Austen?
I think we may have talked about that on a
I think we
previous
talked about
show.
it, but did you remember that?
Now I do.
Okay, so in March
Yeah.
we have The Nutty Professor, which is obviously Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Right.
Obviously.
Sure, of
Yeah.
course. Based on the favorite ice cream cone, Nutty Buddies, of course. No.
That's not a book.
No.
What's happening?
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we have that. Every real readers that you attend, you can get a secret code that you put into the Beanstack app. You earn another badge, you get more raffle tickets. We're giving away, oh my gosh, what do we have? I know we have a $100 Allen Theaters gift card. So, if you're a
That's a
movie
lot of movies
lover,
and
that
popcorn.
is a lot of movies and popcorn.
Nice.
So,
Okay.
yeah, and just check the app to see all the different things.
Right.
And then read the book. There's basically a badge where you just say, yeah, I read the book in high school. Click.
Oh,
And you
nice.
just do it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do
Yeah.
that.
So,
That's what I'll do. I need to do that.
yeah,
I'm a
that's
little
fine.
out of date on my Beanstack app, I think. So I'll log back in.
Come on, Scott.
Sorry. I'll get there. It's all right. But there you go. And of course, we want to remind everyone that the Beanstack app is free. All these programs we're talking about at the library are free. All these chances to win things are free.
Free.
Free, free, free.
Free, 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 free,
Okay.
free.
Just to make sure everyone knows that. So.
Yes, the only thing is if you need to print stuff, you do have to pay 10 cents for a black and white copy, 75 cents for a color copy, but you can send those from anywhere in the world and just pick them up at the library in 72 hours using our Printer On app.
Look at that.
If you've downloaded the Printer On app and you're traveling, and you're like, oh no, I forgot my presentation. You can
in that voice. Do you have to say it in that voice?
Yes, you
okay.
do.
Okay.
Yes, that activates the app.
I see.
It just pops right up. Kidding. But you can find like local places that have the printer on app that you can send your print to. So you can find that, you know, hotels.
So maybe the convention center or wherever you are could maybe print your stuff for you and you're all set. Okay.
Yeah. But if you send it to the library, just send it to the library. There's if you go to infoway.org, it says mobile printing on the left-hand side. Click that. You can send your document just from that link. If you have the printer on app, which just go to your store, your app store, and put in printer on, and then you can find, you know, the closest one.
Right.
If you send it to the library, you get 72 hours
to
come in
pick
and
it
pick
up.
It up. Yeah,
okay.
It'll just sit there on our little drive until you come in, punch in your email address. You don't have to use your library card. It's, you know, punch it in and then it'll
print it out
and
take it with you.
There you go.
You're good to go.
Yeah, I was telling Devin that. He was like, I forgot my printouts. I'm like, well, you know, next time, just send them to the library and I'll grab them for you before we meet.
He's like, there you go.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
Oh my gosh, we have some of the coolest stuff at the library.
Every day. So see, there you go. All right, so we're just about out of time.
Okay.
But let's recap.
Yes.
Story times, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yep, story time today at 11 and at 2 and tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Okay. Very good. So, not 11 to 2, but 11 and 11, 2.
Did I say 11 to 2?
No, you didn't.
Okay, 11 and 2. 2.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Read Across America, all the month of March.
Accept your challenge in Beanstack. You can represent your child's school, pick a school, and we'll see which school reads the most minutes. McCoy Elementary has challenged their students to read and log 75,000 minutes.
Okay.
Can your school beat that?
Right. Who knows?
We'll see.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Dun,
yes.
dun, dun. Storyteller series. Sunny Dooley's coming back.
Sunny Dooley going to be here Tuesday, March 7th, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. Get there early because it'll fill up pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Very exciting. And spring break.
Spring
we'll
break.
We'll be here fast, too.
Woo! Spring break.
Okay.
We'll have some story times and crafts starting 11 o'clock each day, March 13th through the 17th.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to be busy.
Lots to do. Lots coming up.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's important. So,
I know.
Very
and
cool.
And remember, just come in and check out a book.
Yeah, you need to do that too.
We still do that.
Oh, yeah. That is what you do.
Yes.
That's right.
It is what we do.
So
or we
cool.
help you find information. Or
right.
If you need help getting a library card, just come in and talk to us. If you've, you know, if you've lost a book or you've got one that, you know, has a lot of late fees, just come in and talk to us.
Yeah.
We want you to be able to use the library. So come in and use the library. Early, come in early and often.
Right.
We want you there.
And we had some weird weather days when folks maybe didn't want to go out. And so their online resources are another great opportunity, right? To
Absolutely.
Stay at home on a snow day and just log in and find all the different things there are to do from home.
Or if you just want to, we've just started our Untangled Threads program. So on Wednesdays, you can come in if you're, you know, if you're a knitter, you're a crocheter, I do cross stitch. You can just come in and hang out with us and work on that and chat and visit and do your thing.
Okay.
So
lots to do. Okay.
There's lots to
Wonderful.
Do.
Wonderful. Well, there you go. Well, Jenny Lee, thanks for coming in. Always great to have you here, even on a Monday. I'm going to think it's Wednesday all day.
You are the only person I would do this for.
I appreciate that. Okay. Checks in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That is Jenny Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, this is Emin Chi from the Student Achievement Center. This week, we're bringing you Coaching Tips of the Week for Week 7. Taking good notes. Studying starts in the classroom. Pay attention and take good notes. So when you're studying later, you're just reviewing information. Speak with your professor about recording lectures on your phone. A recording can complement your notes so you can go back and re-listen to the information in case there are other details you pick up on later to note. Effective note-taking strategies can have a direct impact on your study habits and is one of the most important study tips for college.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program in Durango, accepting applications for the Advanced Standing MSW program beginning July 2023. Students with a bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Stipends in child welfare, opioid workforce expansion, and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more at du.edu/socialwork. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.